In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The whirlwind of images that we hear about in today's gospel is rather difficult to consider. Images of the sun and moon going dark, the stars falling, our Lord coming on clouds, obviously completely outside any of our experiences. And as a result, we can be tempted to end up hearing the actual words of Jesus and kind of brushing them aside as metaphorical or fanciful. Of course, we know, since Jesus only tells the truth, he is the truth, that he will come again, as we say in the Creed every Sunday, to judge the living and the dead. While we will never know when the last judgment will be, and while that day of the Lord may be completely outside our experience, what we know will happen, and we know all too well, is our own particular judgment when we stand before the Lord at the moment of our death. This too will come for each of us at a day and hour that we do not know. But while death is inevitable for all of us, it is nothing to fear. We who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death, as St. Paul tells us, so that with Christ we might rise to new life. Our Lord himself uses the image of a grain of wheat. We probably don't have too many wheat farmers in here, but a grain of wheat, like any little seed, has everything it needs to grow into a large golden crop that's able to provide food for many people. All that has to happen to that little grain is to be placed into the earth, where it dies, yes, but the life that is already in that tiny little seed grows into something magnificent. In each of us who are baptized, eternal life is already in us in seed form. And the moment we leave this world, that life is able to blossom also into something magnificent. As Michelangelo said, inside every block of marble there is an image waiting to be revealed. And for us, this is the image of God that is already inside us by our baptism, waiting to be revealed in its full glory. Although we have nothing to fear from leaving this world, it's still something to prepare for. In fact, the most important thing we must prepare for. And all this preparation is bettering our relationship, our friendship with Jesus every day. Remember the night before he died, he tells his disciples, "I've not called you servants, but my friends, because I've told you everything I've heard from my Father." The disciples most certainly had a close relationship with our Lord. Surely they told him all about all of their problems, all their hopes, and all their sins. Is this the type of friendship that we have with Jesus? Our Lord wants to have as close a friendship with us as possible here on earth so that our friendship can be made perfect in heaven. And the most important, the most intimate contact that we have with Jesus, our friend, is in the sacraments, most especially the Holy Eucharist and confession. In confession, Jesus gives us the opportunity to have a real conversation with him, to reveal our hearts to him, to express our sorrow for sin, to receive his loving forgiveness and his grace to strengthen us against sin in the future. The sacrament is an essential part of our friendship with Christ. And of course, it is truly Jesus to whom we come in that sacrament. The priest is only there to be his ears and mouth. While he walked the earth, our Lord always forgave people in a personal way. Well, now he still wants that personal contact with each one of us. And he has that contact through the ministry of his priests. Through confession, we're able to recover the innocence of our baptism. When each of us was baptized, we received a white garment symbolizing our souls washed clean of sin. Through our parents and godparents, we promise to keep that garment unstained by sin until our Lord comes again. Now, it's sad, but most of us, myself included, haven't done the best job of keeping that garment clean. But in this beautiful sacrament, our Lord gives us the greatest gift of his mercy, as long as we ask him. Perhaps you've heard of St. Dominic Savio. Dominic was a young boy in northern Italy in the mid-1800s, and knew with all his heart that Jesus was his best friend. He died rather suddenly at the young age of 14, but he lived each day of his life as a preparation for being with our Lord forever in heaven. One of the more famous episodes of his life is from the time just before his first Holy Communion. Now, like most of our second graders who normally receive their first communion around that time, Dominic was 7 years old. But back then it was unusual for children to receive their first Holy Communion before age 11 or 12. But Dominic knew from a very early age that what he saw there on the altar every day, since he insisted on going to Mass every day, was no mere bread, but the very body of Jesus Christ. And so because of his great faith, Dominic was allowed to receive his first Holy Communion at the age of 7. Just before going to confession for the first time, Dominic made 4 promises to Jesus. 1, I will go to confession and Holy Communion as often as I can. 2, I will give Sundays and holy days completely to God. 3, my best friends will be Jesus and Mary. And 4, death rather than sin. That last promise, death rather than sin, can seem rather shocking to our ears, especially coming from a 7-year-old. But Dominic knew what death was, not the end of life, but a necessary change, allowing the seed to fully blossom, revealing the image of God from the block of marble, coming to perfect happiness and fulfillment. It's the way that we're able to follow the Lord Jesus to the place he's prepared for us. I strongly encourage all of you, as I always do, especially as we approach Advent and Christmas, to discover or rediscover the sacrament of penance. There's no better way to prepare yourselves for the birth of our Lord than by coming to him in humility to confess your sins and receive his forgiveness. There's no sin too great for God's mercy in this sacrament. You will not regret it, and you'll have nothing to fear when the Lord comes knocking. And God willing, you and I and all of us will hear him say one day, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, and receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.